When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers, Brooke Elder here, and we are on another episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, episode number 96. I am so excited today to talk to you about funnels and why you need a funnel. And this is something that a lot of people don't think about. And a lot of network marketers, when they hear the word funnel, they're like, well, what does this mean, right? So I want to first talk to you about like why we need it and what a funnel is and what it is that you can actually create and the purpose of having a funnel in this episode. Now, when you think of a funnel, I want you to think of like a kitchen funnel. You know, like you put a funnel, it looks like kind of a V, right? And you have, it's bigger at the top and smaller at the bottom. And what we want to do is we want to funnel people in. So the people who come out at the bottom, they are our ideal people, our ideal prospects, our ideal customers. Those are the ones that are going to buy from us over and over and over. They're the ones that are the runners in our business. They're the ones that are really wanting to treat the business like a business. And they're the ones that we want to really spend our time on because they're the ones that are going to build our business up the quickest. So you may hear from your company that your products or your opportunity is for everyone, right? I remember I've heard lots of things like it's for everyone with a nose, it's for everyone with skin, it's for everyone that is breathing, right? And that's not necessarily the case. We want to get the people who are perfect for us. Right? And so this is why we need to build this funnel. So that way we are taking all the people at the top, that's everybody, and we want to narrow it down to who is our ideal person. Who is that? And we have lots of other episodes and things we've talked about with creating an avatar and knowing who it is. So make sure you go check out those other episodes so you can really narrow down who it is that you want at the bottom of your funnel. But the reason we need a funnel is because if you're talking to everybody, this is where the whole theory of like go for no is, right? Like talk to everybody because hopefully you're going to find someone that's going to say yes. And that is what most network marketing companies are teaching. Just go out there, talk to everyone. Every single person is a potential prospect, which actually like that is true, but we don't want to spend all our time on everybody, right? We want to funnel them in so when we are talking to people, our likelihood of a yes is a lot higher. So let's say, like, think of the top of the funnel with all of these people at the top. The likelihood of someone saying yes to purchasing a product, to joining your team, the likelihood of that, let's say it's 5%. So that means out of 100 people you talk to, 5 of them will say yes. 95 of them are going to say no. I don't know about you, but I don't know if I could keep going all the time if 95% of the people that I talk to are like, no. And if that's what you're going through right now, it's because you're spending all your time at the top of the funnel. And that's not where you should be spending your time. You need to have systems and things put into place so it can start funneling these people down. So that way at the very bottom, when people have weeded themselves out automatically, you have a smaller amount of people to talk to, but 95% of them are going to say yes. I would much rather have that, right? Where we have more people saying yes and less people saying no. And so this whole theory, I've done other podcasts and things like that about this whole idea of like going for no and how like that really is not the way to build a business. Because if we're always looking at how can I say no, like it's good to have the psychology of like when people say no, great, that's totally fine. I'm just moving on because it shouldn't affect us, right? Like this is the theory of going for no that is what they're trying to get across is that when you hear a no, it's like offering someone a stick of gum. I'll offer you a stick of gum. And if you say no, great, you don't want it. That's totally fine. But if we're out asking every single person we know, do you want a stick of gum? And all of them say no, what does that start to do? It starts to think, well, maybe I picked the wrong stick of gum. Maybe this is a bad flavor. Maybe I'm just not cut out for this. Maybe I should offer Tic Tacs instead, right? And we start going into that self-doubt. And so when we have a funnel that does it for us automatically, it helps us to not go into that place of starting to question what it is that we're doing. It makes us go to a place of, okay, everyone that I'm talking to, they all have similar problems. They all have stinky breath. So when I offer them a stick of gum, they're like, oh yes, I definitely need that. Thank you so much. So in this example, how do we weed out the people who don't need gum to the people who do need gum, right? That's what we're doing in this funnel. That is why you need a funnel, is because you have a solution, an amazing solution, right? But you need to figure out, how do I weed out the people who don't need my solution? So when you're thinking about your products, you're thinking about your opportunity, what is the solution? And opportunity, I think, is a little bit harder, because the first thing that our mind goes to when we think about, oh, who needs my opportunity? Well, anyone who needs money, right? You need to go deeper than that. What else do they need? Because everyone could use extra money. So now we're up here at the top of the funnel, right? So how do we weed that down to the people that we really want to work with? And so, like, for me in my business, I wanted to work with people who wanted to retire their husbands. That was their goal. So if that's their goal, we'll start thinking about the kind of person that that is going to bring to your team. They want to retire their husband, they're going to be very motivated, right? If they want to retire their husband, they want to make a lot of money because they need to replace an income. And so those are people who are going to be runners. They're going to treat it like a business. And so those are the kind of people that I wanted. So the problem that I solved was retiring your husband, right? And so everyone on my team, I wanted to bring in people who wanted to retire their husband. So then when I was talking about things, I would talk about how I was able to retire my husband. But there's things that have to do with retiring your husband that people don't think about. I didn't think about when I retired my husband. Like, now he's a stay-at-home dad. I'm working, so our roles have reversed. There's lots of things that go into that, because I have been taking care of the kids for 12 years, and now all of a sudden he was thrown four kids that he didn't really know what to do with. He's not big on routines. I'm huge on routines. So I had to learn how to let him create his own routines that weren't mine, that worked for him. So that was a learning curve. So that's something that I could talk about that's going to attract those people who are interested in retiring their husband, because it's going to give them other resources, right? So it's not just, hey, join my team, you can retire your husband. It's, hey, if you want to retire your husband, look, here are the lessons that I've learned from it. So then they're going to start listening to me, and then I can start saying, this is how I did it. And so then that's going to be, they're going to be like, I want to join her team, because one, she knows how to do it. And two, she's helped me think about things that I never thought of. So that's one aspect that you can do in prospecting and recruiting that can make your funnel come down, so you're talking to the small amount of people that you're going to have more success with. Another thing that you can do is when you're creating your team, it's really important to have like your own system that you're going to teach them, right? You need to create this business in a box. Network marketing is a business in a box, but what makes your team different versus everybody else's? And I've heard so many people, this has happened to me too, that you're talking to someone and then they decide that they're going to join your company under somebody else, right? And that's because you have not made your offer of joining your team good enough. And I, maybe not good enough is the right word. It's not attractable. It's not attractive, right? You need to make your offer attractive. So how do we do that? Well, what are the other things that you are going to offer that other people don't? And those are the things that you talk about. So you don't talk about, hey, I can help you with financial freedom. I can help you create this side gig. Yeah, so can a million other people. What is it that you have to offer that's going to make your offer more attractive? So that's a thing that we want to create. And when we start talking about those things, that's how we start funneling our conversations into the people that it is that we really want to talk about. And these are the people that are going to join our teams, that are going to buy our products and stuff, because we're talking very specifically to those people. So creating a funnel, how do you create a funnel? What does this really look like? Well, you can do it through, maybe you have a free offer, a free gift. Maybe it's like a PDF that you create, and you could just create one in Canva. It's super easy. You offer that to people, and then the people who let you have like steps for them to take. So maybe after they do that, they join your free Facebook group. Okay, so now we're starting to funnel people because they're keep raising their hand saying I'm interested. That's what we're trying to do in the funnel. Because there's going to be people that they get to a certain place in the funnel and they're like, no, I'm not interested anymore. Peace out. And they leave. Totally fine. We want them to leave, right? Because we want to funnel down our perfect people. And those are the people that we talk to. So we offer something to them for free. And then we give them a call to action to what's the next step we want them to take. So we give them the free thing. Maybe the next step is to join our Facebook group. So then inside the Facebook group, you can give them another call to action. So maybe it's to book a call with you. So if they've gone through all of these steps and they're interested, they're raising their hand till they get to the bottom of the funnel. And then that's when you talk to them and then you find out what's their problem. Do you have the solution? If you do, you offer your solution, your products, your opportunity, whatever that is. So that's how you create this funnel. And it can look a lot of different ways. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It doesn't have to be anything that like is super tech that you can't even figure out, right? But you need to start figuring out what are those steps. What's the first step they're going to take? The second step, third step, fourth step, fifth step. I probably wouldn't go more than five. I mean, you can have a really, really long funnel, but then just know if you have 1,000 people that start at the top of the funnel, that you may, depending on how many steps you have, like get very small people at the bottom of it, right? So at the very top, you're going to have, let's say you have 100 people, then know like every step is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller until you get the ideal people that you really want to work with and that you want to help and that you actually can help. Because, you know, have you ever, like maybe someone offered you, let's go back to the stick of gum example. If someone offers you a stick of gum and you're like, okay, and you take it because you feel kind of obligated. It's like, well, I don't really want a stick of gum, but since you offer it, I guess I'll take it. Like, is that someone that is going to be like, this was the best stick of gum I've ever had. Oh my gosh, I'm going to tell all my friends about it. No. Are they going to continue to come back to you for a stick of gum? No. Because they took it out of obligation. And think of how many people you have customers that buy from you out of obligation. Those are not your people. They're at the top of the funnel, right? So we want to figure out how can we get them more and more down to the bottom of the funnel. So that way, when we talk to them about more products, we talk to them about the opportunity, they're like, yep, that's totally what I want. So your aim for today is to start mapping out what does your funnel look like? What's your step one? What's your step two? How are you going to start weeding out the people who are not your ideal audience, who are not your avatar? And like I said, if you don't know what an avatar is, make sure you go back and check out another episode because we talk about avatar all the time. So once we nail this down and you have the system of, okay, they're going to go through these steps and then these are the people that I'm going to spend my time on. One, you're going to be spending less time building your business, and two, you're going to have better results. So I'm so excited to hear how this goes. Make sure you go into our Facebook group, the Authentic Influencer Marketing Facebook group, and let us know what does your funnel look like and how are you going to start weeding people out. And if you're not really sure, ask for help in there, because there's so many people in there that have done this, that have built these funnels, that know what the steps look like, that they can go in and they can help you. Can't wait to hear what your funnel looks like and how this works for you. And we'll see you guys all on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Authentic Influencer Podcast. I'm sure your brain is swimming with new ideas to grow your business. And if you're anything like most of the leaders that we work with, you need a game plan to put them into action. That's why for a limited time, we are offering a free business audit. you get the opportunity to hop on a call with our auditing team. They're going to look over what's working, what's not working in your business, and then come up with a game plan to help you implement the strategies that we talked about on this podcast to reach your goals faster. To book your business audit, just go to www.bookmyaudit.com/podcast and get a free business planning guide just for booking your audit through this podcast. We can't wait to help you get clarity on how to grow and automate your network marketing business in an authentic way. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.